Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for being with us today. This is an exciting talk show that we will host once a week in collaboration with Avalon Entertainment. Together, we will get to know some of the most influential people around the world in all types of industries, like business, sports, music, network marketing, finance, and much more. You know what I'm talking about, these people who have made it. They will take the time to share their stories and some tips for success. And I'm sure by listening to these leaders' personal stories and secret tips, it will help many of us with our personal development. And guess what? It starts now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Jazzy and the VIP. Today, we have the pleasure and the honor to interview Rudy Morales, a pro MMA fighter. The CEO and founder of Ruthless Fighting Team is an amazing man that I personally met, and today give us time to share his athlete's mindset and a little bit about his story. Hi, Rudy. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. How are you? It's an honor and pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you very much, Rudy, for your time. We really appreciate that. Can you hear me well?
How's everybody doing this morning?
Good, good. Thank you, Rudy. So, Rudy, can you talk to us a little more about Ruthless Fighting Team? What is your team about?
Absolutely, Jasmine. Ruthless Fighting Team was created at first not just as a fighting team for fights or for full contact sport. It was actually created to give an opportunity to the young kids around me that were following my career to get involved, you know, a little bit more on, you know, how to have what I like to call PMA, which is positive mental attitude. So I was working at a center where there were kids that were coming from unstable homes where, you know, the parents were not either, some of them were in jail or on drugs. So they were kind of looking for role models. So basically, it's kind of like the fighting version of the, you know, big brother and big sister, where I started teaching mentors and I started creating students not only for fighting, but actually to give back to the community in a positive way.
Wow. So when did you get started?
Well, the way I like to call it every time they ask me that question is the Ruthless Fighting Team was established in 1984 because that's my date of birth, the year I was born. So, yeah, that's basically where I know that, you know, there was a purpose that started. But here in Las Vegas, we actually started doing this in 2010.
What got you started, Rudy? What makes you want to do that?
Well, I've been doing martial arts, Kenpo Karate, since I was 8 years old. So growing up, I didn't have a mom or didn't have a dad. So throughout my lifetime, I always had mentors. And I had people that actually cared for me, not because they were getting paid an hourly rate, or it's just because they actually cared for my well-being. And that actually made a big difference in my life. So till this day, there is people that I adore and appreciate for the time that they took to teach me some of the good things that now I'm able to teach others. And so I noticed that, you know, mentors are a big impact on the kid's life.
So you think it's important for someone to have a mentor in life, no matter who it is?
Yeah, well, as long as it's a positive one, you know, because sometimes, especially here in America, like I said, I come from Guatemala, via, you know, the TV and stuff, you know, a lot of people start to idolize, like, you know, for one or another, even drug lords, you know. And, you know, the youth starts to believe that, you know, having all this money and women and alcohol and drugs, that that's the way that life should be. So, you know, it all depends if one way or another they're ethical and they're actually doing something good, you know?
So, Rudy, before you go to a fight, how do you How do you set your mind? What do you say to yourself? How do you prepare yourself?
Well, now, over the years, everybody has the will to win a fight. And, you know, everybody's going to go over there and fight and try to win. But I understand that if your spiritual mind, if your spiritual is not connected with your mind, you're most likely not going to win. And it's also how much you prepare your body in the physical way, but I think it's more important in the mental and the spiritual way. So before I used to get nervous and I used to think, you know, what if I don't win and everything else. But the more that I've learned now and the more that I try to live in the now, I see that everything else, you know, the future I have no control over. So I go and I give it my best and I visualize myself already winning. And that's what I really put out to the universe. So I would like to say
always...
it's a lot more visualization that I do.
So it means since you start, did you always believe that you're going to become a great fighter and a pro fighter?
You know, to be honest with you, at the beginning, since I came from a karate background, I saw mixed martial arts as a way of the ultimate test for me as a karate practitioner. I did it once. Unfortunately, on my first fight, I did not win, and they blew up my eardrum, and I had to get a surgery 2 days after. So that was kind of life-changing. But it taught me a lot about myself and also to know that I'm not a quitter. I could have easily said, you know what, I don't want to deal with this sport. It's too harsh. You know, it's bad on my body. That's it. I'm done. But I gave it another try, and I trained. And, you know, fortunately, I got really prepared for the next one, and it went my way. I got the win. So it became with a win, Jasmine. And then after many wins, I was like, I wonder what it feels like to win a title, you know, a championship belt. So I accomplished that goal. And then I figure, I wonder what it feels like to win another title. So I also accomplished that goal. And then I said, you know what? I think I've been doing this now long enough. And I wonder if I will ever go professional. And then that's how it started. And from there, we take it about wondering and visualizing. I wonder what it's like to fight on a bigger show. And I did that. And then I said, I wonder what it will feel like to be on TV. And I did that. And then I wonder what it will feel like to fight on international TV. And I did that. So one of my biggest models, Jasmine, is believe to believe. I even had a tattoo right here on one of my traps by my shoulder that you could be the best fighter there is in the world. Your dad, your coach, your mentors, your girlfriend, everybody can believe in you. But if you don't truly believe in yourself, that doesn't mean anything. But when people around you believe in you and you believe in yourself, then it changes everything. And this is a model that now I've also been able to share with other fighters and other people that even have the same tattoo as me. And in particular, there's up-and-coming female mixed martial artist in the women's MMA. She fights for the UFC. Her name is Heather Yo Clark, the Hurricane, and she shares the same motto. And so that's how deep, you know, you could make a big difference in somebody's life, you know. So she's now sharing that motto with the world as well, and we're changing people's lives.
That's awesome. I'm glad that you say I could have given up more than once, and you never give up. That's so cool. Because, like you say, you believe in yourself, and you always had a vision. So that's so cool. So what is one or two things that you do on a daily basis that makes you successful every day, reach your goals? Do you have something that you do every day?
Well, what I can tell you is that at the end of the day, for the most part, I tend to, you know, meditate a lot and, you know, visualize exactly what my set goals are for the next day. So when I'm starting to program my brain and my soul that for the next day, that's the way it's going to be. And one of the things that I do every day is that I always try to help people without judgment. And that's one of the things that now I've started to get involved with a great organization, I guess I want to call it, called Serving Hope of Las Vegas. And I feel very blessed that I was able to attract that into my life. and they serve the less fortunate here in Las Vegas.
This is where we met, so that's excellent.
Yeah.
That's why I really wanted you to have you in my show, because I do think you're a great guy by giving back on Mondays like this. It's so cool.
Absolutely, and that was amazing. And you know, I like the fact that they say without judgment, because people tend to judge. Even for myself, Jasmine, as a professional MMA fighter, people judge me that I do a brutal sport, that is a savage sport, but people don't really understand and see the what it takes to actually become a professional MMA athlete. We have to have a regular job. We have to find means of, you know, finding income, you know, so that way you can survive and still find the time to do the training. And MMA fighting is not like baseball. I mean, I'm a big fan of baseball and I respect it with all my heart. But in baseball, you could go and if you strike out, that's it. Boom, it's done, right? Next.
Mm-hmm.
In MMA, if you don't really prepare for a fight, you could really get hurt, you know, because it's
a
full contact sport. So it's very, it's ruthless, just like my nickname, you know.
So, Rudy, do you have any future projects that you're working on or something that
Well, absolutely. Right now, I'm working with a local company called Herbally Grounded. And I'm working on making my own supplement line that is going to be called Ruthless Machine. It's an all herbal, you know, supplement line. And for the most part, I'm going to be scouting new talent here in the States or even internationally, you know, to be sponsored by my own line and be able to showcase on the website their story and, you know, how we're able to change them. Not just in the physical form, but in everything that they do in their life, you know.
So how do you have team's life? Because I saw you was with all your team yesterday at Soaring Hope, Las Vegas. And how do you feel like you help those young guys?
Well, it's I gave them a purpose. I helped them find their own purpose, whether... fighting is just a slight bit, because some of them, they will probably never go professional. But at least it gave them, you know, a way of thinking that they were worth it, that they belong to something. That's one of the reasons what I learned, you know, about me, because I used to be on the streets, is that many of the youth, they get involved in gangs because they have the lack of either male or female, you know, role model in their life, and they want to belong to something. So they get involved with a gang, and then they feel like family, and then they want to really represent that with pride. So what better way to, you know, be part of either, like I said, Serving Hope of Las Vegas or Ruthless Fighting Team and actually belong to something that is actually changing people's lives, and that people will be there for you when you need help, regardless if you're fighting, if you're not fighting. And like I said, you don't even have to be a fighter. So now these guys are starting to understand that. And it's an ongoing battle. Because some of them, you know, they do have, they had addiction with drugs and or alcohol or stuff like that. So, but like I said, we don't really judge each other, but we try to do our best and help those that really want to get help.
That's so cool. You're such a great guy. Rudy, can you tell me, last question, what was the best advice you were ever given? Or what advice could you give to someone who want to get involved in sports industry? Or
the best advice that I feel that I've never been given, and maybe some people will agree with me, Jasmine, and some people won't, is that people tend to say that things happen for a reason, correct? I was told that we make our reasons happen. So what I want to say to you who you're listening is that no matter in what situation you are in right now, I am living proof that you can always change it. And then you can create your own cause and effect. Yeah, so you make reasons happen. So no matter if you grew up like me without a mom, without a dad, and stuff like that, it doesn't really matter, you know. And understand that nobody's perfect. Each one of us battles with their own demons. And what you see and everything, like even in social media, a lot of people tend to put a mask. Because sometimes we don't really showcase what is really going on in our life and how we really feel. And sometimes all it needs is for somebody to say, hey, how you doing? Do you need something? A second best advice that somebody gave me, Jasmine, is that people will always do for you anything. They will always do anything for you as long as you do something for them without even asking. And what I'm referring to is that don't hesitate. If you see somebody that it's in need, go ahead and help them. You know, don't let your pride or ego or because they're a competitor company or a competitor team, go ahead and do it. Try it. And then you will see that the more you do it, the more you do it, the more it's going to help your soul.
Thank you very much, Ricky. That's so powerful. So how can people get in contact with you, follow you, or can we see your work, blog, social media?
Well,
anything?
Right now, since I'm in fight camp and I'm getting ready for a fight, I train out of a syndicate MMA, but like I said, I created my own movement, which is called Ruthless Fighting Team. But they could follow me on Twitter at Ruthless Morales or also on Instagram at Ruthless Morales. So pretty much everything, all of my social media is at Ruthless Morales. Yeah.
Okay.
And
sounds
on Facebook, on Facebook, my fan page will be Rudy Ruthless Morales. But I said the nickname on the fight game, you know, ruthless means, you know, like cruel or heartless or anything, but that's only on the fighting. And even on the fighting, it's getting me in trouble because I can't really be ruthless and I should, so my coach gets mad at me. But in life itself, you know, I've been through so many things. You know, I was also myself on the streets of L.A., so I got to live that life. And, you know, I was able to change my life around, and this is what I'm doing right now. And, you know, I don't claim to be a perfect individual, but I've done my share. And if the one thing is that I've been able to do everything that I set my mind to. And, that makes me real happy, you know.
Thank you very much, Rudy, to give us some of your time today. We really appreciate that. Thank you for the listener, and hopefully we see you guys soon. And talk to you
now,
next
gentlemen,
week.
I do want to add one thing, though, and this is going to be specifically for the female listeners that are listening, all right?
Yes,
I believe that the reasons that everybody, you know, how everything is about a mutual relationship, correct? If you want your boyfriend or your husband or everybody to be happy, I believe that every female should become like an animal whisperer. You know how they're able to speak to animals? Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I heard that. I don't know how to do it yet, but I will
because
have to learn.
Us fighters, we're beasts, you know. So that's why I tell my girls, like, you got to, you know, learn how to speak to the animals, so they're like an animal whisperer, so you'll be able to really understand us. Yeah.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and thank you again. You're awesome.
You're welcome. Believe to believe. Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay.